gate. Do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and save up to $25,000 on a completed home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment. Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD weight loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD weight loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Replacing your HVAC system might be easier than you think. With financing through Synchrony, you can pre-qualify without impacting your credit score and enjoy low monthly payments on a new Armstrong air system. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today for your free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor. He'll even bring you a bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce and help you secure tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call now, ask for Pete, and upgrade your comfort the smart way. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till 3, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, September the 4th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Come by and see us in Malden. Look at this, 783 East Butler Road. That I'm doing that.
Look
I was gonna
you.
Say. You know what I didn't say? I didn't say look for the tall tree over there and also the Gamecock boat. But you can do that too. There's a tall tree over there and a Gamecock boat, or you can just plug in the address.
New year, new you. That's awesome, right there,
man. You've got me well conditioned.
We're actually using addresses now. That's fantastic. You can't. You will see the Gamecock boat. That's awesome out there. Jeff, the owner here, his son was a member of the South Carolina fishing team and has a beautiful bass boat out there.
Oh, yeah. That thing looks awesome. I'm glad they brought that here because it's far away from water right now.
I'll show you around that boat here
in a little while,
buddy.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. How are you?
I am good. I am. I really was been looking forward to this remote because I did sample their food when they brought it into the station, I guess a couple of weeks ago. When I say sample, I mean I stole a piece of pizza. And I was like, oh, shoot, where'd this come from?
I did also swipe a couple bites, and real good, real good. I'm looking forward to seeing what we just ordered food, and then supposedly they're just going to, like, it's going to be like a sprinkle sample situation.
They are going to bring some samples of a lot of their menu out here, so if you're in the area, stop by, and you can sample something, and then, you know, pick what you want, sit down, have a great meal. As we sit here right now, Quack, I can see 12 televisions, like 65-inch TVs, all with sports on them. So a great place. And really the coolest part of, I mean, the TVs are fantastic. Would you not love to have a wall like that at home?
It's eight screens.
Eight 65-inch TVs. It's an entire wall. He has a Little John floor table. It is exactly what the name says, a Little John floor table. And I've already forgotten the year again.
1989.
I've asked him three times.
I remember because it's the year I was born. The year I was born, this table died. And yet here it is, risen from the dead.
Year you were born, year I started college. we're not the same. It is literally a piece of the floor from Little John Coliseum, and as best we know, this was the first time Little John's floor, since it was built, that was replaced. And he was able to get a big slab of the floor. It still has the paint on it. There's part of the, a three-point line there. Was it? Yeah, three-point line was in. Making sure that was three-point line and not like the top of the key. It's a little hard to tell.
It's a little hard to tell. This is a fun section of the floor. I'm sure Jeff will be able to tell you.
But think about the people who played on this floor, though. I mean, Ralph Sampson and Michael Jordan and Len Bias and
Tree Rollins.
You know, the obvious Tree Rollins. I mean, just great after great after great that would have played on this floor. It's been cleaned, okay? It's been cleaned many, many times since then. what a cool, cool piece of memorabilia.
It's like the centerpiece of this room.
Truly a one-of-a-kind. So Quack and I, they asked where we wanted to set up, and I'm like, the floor of Little John. That would be perfect, and that's where we are.
I never go inside the three-point line, so I had to make sure that I was outside the three-point line. Never been inside the three-point line. I actually got benched if I dribbled in there. Stand out there, buddy. Fire away. go play defense.
I am inside the line. You are outside, so that is perfect
today. I'm down. We're going to talk a lot of football today. We have a cool opportunity. Bill Conley from ESPN is my favorite nerd. He is going to come on with us at 12:45. He has a brand new book out that I'm very excited to read. He also, and I, this can be fascinating. He was not, and I say he, his numbers were not fans of Clemson to the extent that everybody else was. The SP Plus has Clemson down at like 24 this week.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to ask him for the elevator pitch
for why there's skepticism about Clemson. And even his skepticism was just like, they're not good enough to win the national title, but they might win the ACC and go to the playoff. Now his numbers are like, congrats on your bowl berth. So I need to ask him, like, what are the numbers saying about Clemson, and get some of that conversation. Plus, we'll talk about some of the big games of the weekend, too. I'm excited for that discussion today.
I look forward to seeing you nerd out about Bill Connelly. And, I use that as a tool. I do. A tool, not the tool, but I'm interested in those numbers. And I think his formula is pretty fascinating, how they've put all that together. So one other thing we should mention, if you come by here today, we do have some T-shirts. So, swing on by and pick up a T-shirt, have some sampled food, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. There's lots of food, good times. The bar is open. Like, it's 5 o'clock in London right now, I think. So, you can sample the bar. For me, I would say that becomes a factor at 3:01. But you can make it a factor at 12:11. That's totally fine. Can I ask you a big, this is a little bit existential, but it's a big picture college football question.
Okay.
I'm
looking at the text lines.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on. You see the Pasha Baines.
Yeah, like, yeah. I did not have a Pasha Baines reference on my bingo card today.
But. Ralph Sampson, Lynn Bias, Bobby Hurley, Tree Rollins, Pasha Baines. My starting five of Little John legends right there. Shout out to Pasha Baines, who's probably listening out there. Pasha Baines, I think he was a counselor when I went to basketball camp when I was a kid. Good dude. Okay. So we got a couple phone calls the last couple days. They're like, all right, we got to move on. We got to move on from LSU. We can't think about him. I'm ready to move on. And my initial reaction was, we're not doing that. We're not moving on. We probably won't move on until December from LSU. And I was getting pregame show ready this morning. And one of the things that I realized is we are talking a lot about LSU on a pregame show. I think that one of the frustrations that Clemson fans are going to have about this LSU game is that a lot of the questions that we have, that all of us have, are not going to be answered this week. And it may not be answered for a bunch of weeks. But it will be nice, having said that, it will be nice to just get out there and flex a little bit, because I do think Clemson will have opportunities to flex. So there will be a push and pull where you will get excited by the stuff you see Saturday, but you will be tempered in your excitement because of the things that you won't be able to see.
How do I phrase this? I agree with you. I don't think you necessarily answer questions this week, but there's also the opportunity is not the right word. There's the possibility of creating further panic.
Oh, well. See, I was so fearing an existential crisis, but I didn't even think about that.
So where is that line? The last two times you've played Troy, and everybody's different except for head coach. I get it. But, this has not been an easy opponent. They're going to run the ball, and you're going to find out if you can stop the run, that's for sure. You got to think Clemson's going to try to run the ball. You're going to find out if you can run the ball at all, at all. You're not going to find out if you can run the ball, but you can find out if you can't.
You know what? That's a really good point. This is a game where if you don't run the ball, you start, you start throwing up alarm bells in, I think, several places. The other thing that I have noted, which I would say this is the flip side of the coin, is that I am operating the only principle that I really have this week. I've a few, like, things that I lightly believe, but the only principle that is roughly hard and fast is that if you have been tested, you have an advantage this week that other teams don't have.
True.
For example, I'll just go ahead and tell you, that will be a factor in 3, 4 of the pick 'em games this week. If you have been tested, you have an advantage. And if you have not been tested, you have to do what Dabo Swinney described as you have to take the final exam.
Yeah. And now, Troy was tested. They didn't mean to be tested.
Well, that's true.
They were tested for
point.
A while by Nicholls State.
It was 38-20 was the final there.
I got your point there.
Yeah. So I'm sort of looking at this. I'm sort of looking at this slate of games, going, okay, some of these games I feel are coin flips. Are there things that I'm worried about being exposed by teams that have not faced exposure yet? And the answer was, yeah. I kind of am, even if there are things that make me feel lousy about some of the teams that I picked. We have lots to talk about with those games. Was there any game on our contest, before we take our first break here, live at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar here in Malden on East Butler Road, right off of 385, is there any game that you found particularly difficult to get a read on this week?
Yes. There are several. The NC State Virginia game really has me interested. We all want to believe in Virginia, so that's a tough read. A lot of Vegas thinks Virginia is gonna at least cover the spread here. We're playing it at 3. Kansas Missouri is another one. This is a Clemson South Carolina type of rival that they haven't played in forever. They literally hate each other. Kansas is a really good team. Missouri has a really soft schedule. We're about to find out if Missouri has some legitimacy. And at the beginning, this time last year, if you would have known what the schedule was, you wouldn't have said, well, you know, Kansas, the Big 12 team, is the one that's going to tell us whether or not Missouri's good or not. Yet, I think that's what we're about to find out.
What's fascinating about that game is how absolutely smelly and raunchy that line is. With Missouri playing their backup quarterback, a 6.5-point favorite against a Kansas team that's already played twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, stinky line.
Do you know what you're taking on?
I've got Kansas. I think Missouri stinks.
Because I don't have your picks yet, sir.
You know what? I'm going to
– You and one other, and if the one other is listening.
I'll show you. This is my scent folder. You will get my picks at some point.
Sure.
But this is from my email address that sends poorly. I'll tell you that. This is my email address that does not work great. So I do have my picks. They are in the cloud somewhere over our heads, and they will be hitting Ben Milstead's inbox shortly.
Yeah. Texter said, talking back to Clemson, Troy, this game basically nothing to gain but a whole lot to lose. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think I want to ask this question when we come back. The conversation that we're having is a little different, but is this not similar in tone to what we were saying before App State last year? And how do you feel different about this matchup with Troy maybe than we did going into the App State game last year? I want to pose that question to you when we come back. We are live at Moretti's in Malden. Come by and see us, 783 East Butler Road. Get some buffalo wings. Get some pizza. I'm excited to sample some product here in just a moment. When we come back, lots more football talk as hour one of the program continues right after this.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Hey, Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool, and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 Instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris Built Accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Well, hour one continues live at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. I can personally attest, this is what happened. So we have a sample at the table. There's a pepperoni pizza here, and there's a dozen wings, buffalo wings. And while we were waiting to see if we could eat them, both of us grabbed one. So if it was somebody's wings, they were going to get 10, and we were going to ask forgiveness later.
Right.
What would you say about the buffalo wing that you just had?
10 out of 10.
Very good.
10 out of 10. And you can come by and grab one, too. It's a sampler. So
that's right.
Help yourself.
We have clean hands. Yeah, that. Those don't, are there.
Don't touch my salad, though.
I can personally attest to the pepperoni and Italian sausage. It has burned the roof of your mouth good. And I know that because I did indeed burn the roof of my mouth.
That's when you know it's good. I describe it as thick pizza that's not doughy. Is that accurate?
You know what? That's perfect. Okay. I have no idea how to describe it, so I'm glad you did. It is like it is a medium consistency with a thick bottom crust and an on-point mixture of topping flavors.
So, and then we had – what did you say we needed to have?
The beef on weck, right? Yeah.
Beef on weck. And someone texted us that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was Lumby actually said that was his Friday night go-to over here. Someone had said, hey, when you go there, you got to have this. So that's two people now who have suggested that. We might need that on the sampler.
We might need to do that. Just a little, you know, a little bite size deal. Hey, Ingles, low prices, love the savings. I'm staring at a bunch of great food in front of me, which is also ironically the case when I go to Ingles. They have great deals this week. Tailgating. The tailgate, the greatest improvement in your tailgate is from week one to week two. That's what everybody says. They're saying it. And that is why Ingles has to be your one-stop shop. Because they have, like, the paper products. I got a great deal on paper towels the other day. Like, those are the kind of things. Like, those are things that get you. Like, when you start paying full price for paper towels and paper plates and like, plasticware and stuff like that, it'll get you. The Laura Lynn brand is amazing. The Laura Lynn brand, when it's on sale, is absolutely terrific. I would highly encourage that to get your tailgate going. Go by and see your local Ingles supermarket. Download the Ingles app. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Let's go to the phones. Delvin joins us next. 654 Roar is the number. You like to join him there. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, Carl? You said the most interesting game for you this week, the Kansas Missouri game. I got Kansas pulling out the upset in Delvin. That's an interesting game. But one that nobody's talking about, it interests me, is UCLA going to UNLV. That's an interesting game to me, because I'm telling you, UCLA get beat again, Nico going to hear this week, especially with Aguilar playing good.
We didn't put that one in our contest, but it was an option, and I agree with you, Delvin. I mean, that's a sneaky big matchup there, if Nevada wins, I mean, Mountain West is wide open there, right?
I think so. Well, and I'll say this too, and Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I would say this too about that game. If like UNLV's defense is pretty. It was pretty leaky.
Yeah.
If Nico can't score on that group, if UCLA can't score on that group, then it's going to be a real long – I'm going to be mad I didn't take under 5.5 on that win total, because it is going to be a very, very, very long season based on what we saw last week from UCLA and then that performance. You get in Big Ten play, there's not a lot of wins on the schedule if you can't score on UNLV.
You're right, but meanwhile, they struggled with – they struggled with Idaho State. They've already played two games.
That's right.
In week zero, it looked a little better against Sam Houston last week. But that's a big game actually.
there was a question on the Adams Covering text line today a little bit earlier, and I'm trying to find it. Was basically asking about the score of the game.
Yeah, it says, Quack and Ben, what score would you be happy with Saturday, and what amount of rushing yards would you be okay with? I've heard people today reference, you know, callers talk about, you know, Clemson flexing on Saturday and things like that. And I would just remind you, think of this more as a game one for Clemson. This is the preseason game. Somewhat, it's a, you know, tougher caliber preseason, but what does Dabo normally do in those situations? Flexing is not normally what he tries to do there. I think this is the game where you're going to find out how many offensive linemen you have. Hopefully.
I mean,
if it plays out like the last two Troy games, you won't have that chance. But you're gonna. I think this is the one where if you get that comfortable lead, you start playing more players and things like that. Also, You want to find out if you can rush and if you can run the ball, but I don't think you try to make up for deficiencies last week. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, well, we're gonna run the ball more this week because we forgot to last week. I don't expect that.
Well, if you feel like it's a soft landing ground, here's the thing. You know, like I know there are people going, well, you need to, you know, see what we got in Vezina. You need Cade to feel good coming out of this game. Like, there's no – Cade Klubnik has had a miserable 3 days, 4 days. He has had a miserable 4 days. If you don't believe me, look at what Dabo said every time he goes to the mic, okay? Dabo's crushing Cade every time he goes to the mic. And to me, that says that has been a miserable few days for him inside the facility. Miserable few days for Garrett Riley. This is big for the confidence of the offensive group. I don't think the receivers have had it easy. I don't think the offensive line has had it easy. The only people that might have felt like they were in Club Med this week – is maybe the running backs, but, I mean, you could work them because they didn't do anything Saturday. I mean, they missed a couple pass pros. They didn't do anything. They played about as much as, like, me and Ben did in the radio booth. They were about as involved in the offensive game plan. So, I mean, I feel like that entire unit needs to feel better. There's a balance between that, and that's why I brought the App State point. Because after the Georgia game, remember, Dabo, every time he got a chance, Dabo was saying, you know, I turn on the film and I see some good stuff. And I'm seeing a lot of good stuff. And so you have to help your team feel that good stuff. And so you mentioned, like, Dabo doesn't flex. It was an early flex and then to take the foot off the gas against App State. What did they score? They scored the first six possessions of the game. They scored
something
touchdowns
like that, yeah.
Against App State.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I don't know that I expect that, but that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that either. But, like, for the people who think this is a time where you rush for 350, I mean, I think that'd be great. But, first of all, I don't think that's real. I don't think this team's running for 350 on anybody. Secondly, the passing game, it's not like the passing game was awesome. The passing game needs to feel good about itself, especially if Antonio Williams is out for an extended period of time. Last night after practice, Dabo, he did not sound like a head football coach that expects Khalil Barnes and Antonio Williams to play this week. And if I were in his shoes, I wouldn't sound that way either. But your question is, like, is that hamstring going to be right by Georgia Tech? You should not need Antonio Williams, but I do think when Williams went out, there was a clear gap that we found in the offensive identity, and particularly in the passing game's identity, without Antonio Williams. The goal should be to close that gap, which means Cade has to play. And he has to be doing that. You can't just throw Vezina in there for 2.5 quarters and expect you to feel good offensively going into Georgia Tech. So that's kind of my thought there. Like, it's similar in some ways to that App State game because you need to feel really, really good, the offense to feel really, really good about itself when you start conference play in 2 weeks, but you also want to try to build your football team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's go to Emery, who's up with us next on the phone, 654-ROAR. You want to join him? Hey, Emery.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Doing great. Thanks for getting in.
I've been a Clemson faithful my entire life. Came out in the hospital, was already dressed in orange, and graduated in 24. But I just wanted to get your feedback. You know, I just really don't buy, I guess, a little bit of the narrative that Antonio going out on Saturday really changed this game. It just looked like there was just no creativity throughout the process, and I just wanted to hear your input on whether or not you felt it was more a bad offensive scheme or just bad offensive play by the entire group itself.
That's a good question, Emery. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that we know the answer to that, and that's one of the frustrations about this game is there are still lingering questions that it's hard to – like, we're not going to know the answer in 2 weeks. I think, based on what I didn't see, that Antonio Williams in the slot was a big part of the game plan, and it felt like Garrett Riley wasn't quite as comfortable using Tyler Brown in the same way.
Yeah. Still, Brown had his opportunities.
And he was good. I thought he was good.
And he was targeted. It is tough to know. I mean, clearly, when you lose somebody the caliber of Antonio, it's going to impact you. But how much, I don't know. I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes necessarily the bad reads that Cade had. You know, does it mean that Antonio Williams is running wide open on a couple of plays rather than Brown? I don't know.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, it's hard to know, and I don't think Tyler Brown is some scrub. Okay, I think pretty clearly, I'm a big fan of Tyler Brown. Okay, hear me when I say this. I will get to this more in the second hour because I want to get these two phone calls, and then we've got Bill Conley coming up in the next segment. I want to give him plenty of time. But there were things that I didn't see from Garrett Riley that I was absolutely sure that we were going to see, and the only explanation that I can come up with for why we didn't is because he only was going to do the stuff with Antonio Williams.
That is a fair point. That, yeah, we don't know how that changed the game plan.
Let's go to Hart Tiger, who joins us next. 654 Roar is the number you want to join him. Hey, Hart Tiger.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to make a comment on all the negativism. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, I saw a lot of things that need to be improved on, a lot of work to do. But people are acting like we just found out Grandpa's got stage 4 cancer and really all he's got is a bad cold. He needs some attention, but it ain't horrible.
You know what? I hope you're right, Hart Tiger. I really do. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
No,
I mean, I get that. And listen, there are things to be excited about from this game. There were things that went well from this game. And I don't want it to sound like it is a 5-alarm fire out there yet. But I think if you're looking at this game and you're sort of let me put it like this, Ben. One of the reasons that I think we came out of the game concerned is because this was supposed to be a dramatic return to the national stage. And we didn't feel that way in the Georgia game last year. And we did, like, you lost to Duke the year before. This was supposed to be a dramatic return. This was supposed to be a team with fewer question marks, and it feels like a lot of the questions are the same.
To use his medical analogy, do we know the diagnosis yet?
No.
Do we? And if we need a second opinion, and I think it might be a while before you can get that. It's certainly not going to be this Saturday.
Well, and that, you know, for the people who I get his point here. For the people who are saying, well, the season's over and this team's going to lose 4 times and all this stuff, we don't know that either.
And you and I have never said that, not one time.
That's right. But there are more lingering questions exiting this game than I expected there to be, even if you had told me that LSU won the game. Even if you had said LSU won again, it came in here and they won a game, I would have, if the offense looked okay and maybe the safety position was a little wonky, whatever, and Barnes goes out and Williams goes out, you point to those things. But there are lingering concerns in this game that I did not think we would have, and that's why the conversation's been a little weird around that.
There were 3 big assumptions that I think we all made going into the season. One was that Tom Allen was going to be a major improvement on the defense, that Cade Klubnik was going to take a step forward, and that you were going to have some type of run game better than you had at the end of last year. I would say Clemson was 1 of 3.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's go to Kevin, who's up with us next, before we take our next break. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Quark? I'm jealous of you guys having lunch at Moretti. I've been there many times. It's fantastic. So, lucky you.
Oh, we're enjoying it as we speak.
Hey, with that being said, I'm a Gamecock fan. And, you know, you have to give respect to Dabo. He has an incredible record against South Carolina since he's been there. He's the top 5 coach in the country. But my view is this. He made a mistake in letting Brandon Streeter go for Garrett Riley. I don't see a lot of $2 million a year offense coordinator coach improvement. I thought Streeter was pretty good at what he did. And so I don't feel like this move has worked out for him. He's made some great choices in the past. He's had offense coordinators gone to be head coaches at big universities. But I don't think this Garrett Riley thing is working out for him all that well. And I'm going to the offense looked disoriented and very, you know, beginner, or somebody that had 8 starters back from last year. They just didn't look that fluid, and that continuity is so important. So I'll take your comments off the air. I think the defense is outstanding, and they held LSU to 17. They did their job, but the offense was a little bit disappointing. And thank you for your time.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for the phone call. I do have thoughts on that as well.
The one thing that everybody has agreed on is Moretti's. I mean, let's just be honest here.
Ben has been housing the Buffalo Wings during the phone calls. I mean, like, impressive efficiency.
I mean, I keep getting food recommendations on the text line. It just never ends. This is fantastic.
When we come back, Bill Conley from ESPN is going to join us, talking his brand-new book and a little bit of the world of college football. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues live from Moretti's after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Faxon Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at EverlawnLiving.com.
Hey, Clemson fans. This summer, turn up the style and turn down the heat at Tiger Sports Shop. Whether you're chasing the sun or staying in the shade, we've got lightweight looks from Nike and Lululemon to keep you cool. Don't miss out on our sizzling summer shavings. It's the coolest way to celebrate your Clemson pride. Football season is coming fast, so get your gear and be ready to cheer. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com, where summer style beats Tiger spirit.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed.
And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Fittingly, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Grass Nerds. GrassNerds.com. Let the Grass Nerds make your lawn look spectacular with personalized lawn treatment. For more, go to GrassNerds.com. Local folks, local yards, local knowledge. Awesome, awesome stuff. We are live at Moretti's in Malden. Come by and see us for lunch. Everything we've had is good so far. I'm excited about this segment because we use his work quite a bit on the show. This is Ben, as Ben said, this is my chance to nerd out with a fellow nerd. This is Bill Conley from ESPN. He has a brand-new book out, Forward Progress, The Definitive Guide to the Future of College Football. Bill, it's a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. We're going to get to the book. I need to ask you a Clemson question first because I'm sure you're doing a little bit of victory lap because all offseason, I've heard you on several platforms, you were basically – you weren't being, like, mean-spirited. It's not like, you know, that like Dabo hasn't name-dropped you in a press conference or anything. But you just were like, I don't know, my numbers say that Clemson is not a national championship contender. And I looked at SP Plus, and I had to scroll up to get to Clemson. I mean, what did your numbers tell you about Clemson the preseason? And do you feel like where they are right now, sort of in the 23, 24, 25 range, is that an appropriate spot for them to be?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, the biggest hesitation I had regarding Clemson and top five hype was just that last 4 years, their average ranking in SP Plus has been 18.5. They haven't been an elite team since 2020. So my question was, you know, even last year, you know, they got a decent amount of turnovers luck. They ranked it like 22nd or something like that. And so I was just, you know, can a team rise by 17 spots to get into the top five? And obviously they had a lot of good experience, and so they were pretty much guaranteed to improve. But yeah, like my skepticism was just because I saw them as maybe, you know, 8-12 and not top five. And I think what we saw in week one, obviously, was, I mean, I had two main concerns. The run defense wasn't good last year. It looked pretty good against LSU, although we'll have to see. LSU's one game wasn't very good, so we'll have to see if it's improved and what kind of judgment we can make there. But the biggest thing was you put a good defense with the lead athletes out there, and Clemson doesn't make any big plays whatsoever. It doesn't make plays, period, really, except for, you know, in the second half against Texas. So, yeah, I mean, I think basically they fell a little further than I thought this week, back into that kind of 20 range. I would assume they gather themselves and they play pretty well from this point forward, but I still don't see a top five team there now.
All right, here's the other question, because on the flip side, and we've talked about this, you know, the gut punch of Clemson losing, I mean, people are still wearing it around here, but there is this idea that maybe LSU is really freaking good, and your numbers have them at five, up from 10. Do you think that's where LSU is right now? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I could see that. I am still, you know, I guess it depends on what you think of Clemson's offense, how well you think LSU's defense played, and we'll see what happens with a bigger sample. But, I mean, every year we can talk ourselves into LSU being really good on paper, and then when they actually look really good, it kind of makes sense. So, you know, if you've got Weeks and Perkins healthy, if you've got a better secondary, they certainly tried to upgrade there, better pass rush, they signed a few pass rushers. That all made it seem like maybe the defense was ready to kind of crack the top 20, and if the offense remained as good as it has been in recent years, that sure seems like a good team. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that if they're top five and you barely lost at home, then you can certainly take solace from there and now prove it moving forward and continue to be a good team. But that was a massive opportunity Clemson had, and they let it get away.
So LSU sitting at five. There's a team in front of them, Ole Miss, and I was excited to ask you this today because one of the frustrations that I have, and I'm sure it's a frustration that you have too, is I want to use these systems – but you know that there are ways around it when you're just using raw data. And even if you're adjusting for opponents, when Lane Kiffin just blows everybody out by eight touchdowns that's overmatched, is there a way that you can possibly regulate it? Or do you just have to know that and understand that the numbers are going to sort of come back to reality at some point?
Well, one thing I've always tried to do really well is filter out garbage time. Obviously, you're still going to have to take as big a sample as possible from that from a given game. But, you know, if you're once it gets to whatever the barriers are, 22 points in the first quarter, or fourth quarter, excuse me, like 28 in the third, then the SP Plus stops counting, more or less. So, yeah, the fact that they did in the second half against Georgia State the other day, like, it stopped counting at some point there in the second or third quarter, I think. And that helped. Like, it keeps the sample down. They obviously got a good amount of credit for dominating, but it could have been worse, I guess. But that does continue the theme for Ole Miss in recent years too. When they look good, they look spectacular. Their best performances, like, nobody in the country looked better than they did against Georgia last year, and it made them rank really, really high in SP Plus. They just they couldn't close out close games, and it haunted them severely. We'll see if it changes this year.
Visiting with Bill Conley from ESPN, the new book, Forward Progress, The Definitive Guide to the Future of College Football. I've got a couple questions about this week's game, but I want to talk about the book. I am really excited for this because it is very – like, I'm sure it was daunting to write this book because, man, athletics changes every day. I mean, by the time we hang up the phone, some crazy thing will happen. We saw NIL report come out from the College Sports Commission earlier today. Was it a challenge to write the book, and what was the nexus for it in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, that was, first of all, the NIL chapter, the paying players chapter, was the most intimidating thing because you knew as soon as you submit the manuscript, something was going to happen and it was going to end up outdated. And the fact that they couldn't even get the house settlement done in April, I had to hand it in early May. I was just hoping that they could get that all figured out in April. Nope. So that happened like the week after I had to submit the manuscript, which obviously we knew where things were headed in that regard. So I was able to take some educated guesses, but that was still a maddening situation. That was the impetus for the book, was just that, there have been so many different avenues of change all happening at once. All these things we've been arguing about for 60 years suddenly started to happen just one by one by one by one. And started to realize, like, some of them are good, some of them I don't like very much. I just basically tried to split them all apart and tackle each one, tackle realignment, tackle television, tackle, playoff and all these different things, just try to make sense of how we got to this point and see if it informs where we might be going next.
If you could summarize the book, I don't want you to give away the store, obviously, but if you could summarize it, especially for people who are dialed in every day like our audience is, what would you say is the thesis of the book?
Well, at the broadest possible level, it's how do we get here and where are we going? That's the putting the word definitive in the title, The Definitive Guide to the Future of College Football. That was a little intimidating. I didn't love that, but I realized you got to sell books. It became kind of a half history book, half manifesto. Where does it look like we're going? Where should we go? What should we care about? What warning signs should we be paying attention to? Because, the thing about college football, every single change that happens that we don't like, we say it's killing college football, but TV ratings are great and attendance levels are great. And so it's hard to see that the sport is even slightly unhealthy. But I try to look at other sports too. Look at NASCAR, look at boxing, some of the sports that did kind of fall from grace a little bit, and try to piece together a roadmap, kind of look, just warning signs. What should we be avoiding now to make sure we don't end up in this situation later on?
It is fascinating. I'm glad you brought that up. That was going to be my next question to you. I mean, as you look at the sport, it's kind of like looking at economic data that says, like, oh, inflation's fine and prices are down. But then, like, polls are saying, well, the price of eggs is too high, whatever. And you're like, well, there's maybe a disconnect here. I mean, how much attention do you have to pay to the general discontent of people versus people are still watching and paying money to go? Like, does it feel like a bubble to you, or does it just feel like people are grumpy in general?
Yeah, I mean, you can even find poll results with college football where it says conference realignment is ruining the sport. I'm okay, though. I'm happy with where my team's at, but everybody else is, it's terrible. You do kind of have to, everything's kind of grain of salt, but I did feel like, number one, like, TV ratings don't tell you everything. Obviously gambling has had a role in the uptick in TV ratings, and that's not really what I was aiming for here. And then also, I do worry about a little bit of fatigue going. Obviously, booster fatigue when it came to having to make 38 different NIL contributions every offseason if you're one of the rich donors. That was one level. But just seeing, I live in Columbia, Missouri. I went to Mizzou, somehow still live in my college town, and just watch how much ticket prices increased this year, and just the general buzz about, man, I paid it, but I don't love this. If this goes up again, I might not do it. And, you know, those are threats that might be completely absent. You might just suck it up and pay no matter what. But it does feel like we're milking a lot out of fans right now, and that is something to be concerned about.
All right, you mentioned Mizzou. I got to ask you about this game coming up. I have no idea what to do with the spread. I know your numbers are saying about Missouri and Kansas, but, I mean, with Horn's situation and Pribula and what we've seen from Daniels in Kansas, where are you on this big rivalry, and how jacked are you that this is being played at all?
Yeah, it's fun. It's going to be a really, really fun environment. Maybe. It might be a little toxic here and there. We'll see how that all plays out, but it is going to be good to have the game back. It's been pretty exciting in Columbia. It is a hard game to read, among other things. I mean, Pribula looked great on Thursday, and as long as he doesn't get hurt, the fact that Sam Horn got hurt doesn't matter. But the offensive line was a big question mark. They were fine for the most game, and then they had one drive when it was the worst line in the history of Missouri football, so that was kind of confusing. And Kansas, honestly, has been a little confusing, too, in that they actually have a super aggressive defense that has looked great so far, and it's kind of been ahead of the offense. The offense has been horrible on third downs, horrible in the red zone. They've obviously scored plenty of points against Fresno State and Wagner, but it's been a lot of conflicting kind of impressions so far. So, yeah, I think SP Plus has the game pretty close to the line, slight lean towards Missouri, but Kansas has risen a lot in the rankings in just 2 weeks because of that defense, and that makes it a really interesting game.
Another one I want to ask you about is Michigan-Oklahoma, and really it's another one that's hard because you've got a freshman quarterback going on the road for the first time who did look good and put some good stuff on film last week, and you also have, you know, around these parts we sort of root for Brent Venables by default, but you still have questions about Oklahoma. Your numbers say that spread's pretty good. What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, I lean Oklahoma just, among other things, for the Owen Field factor. Just the fact that this is, you know, even really good true freshmen, Bo Nix back in the day, Caleb Williams, guys like that, had a big fat egg on the road early in their tenure as a true freshman. Like, it's just, it's something you got to cross off the list and learn from. And I've been to Owen Field. I know exactly how just absolutely shrill it can get when it has a reason to, and that's going to be easily the toughest environment Underwood's played in. So maybe that turns out to be all that matters. They can't run well enough to keep the pressure off of him. He makes some freshman mistakes, and, you know, even if the OU offense doesn't look amazing, it gets the job done. But it's a really interesting test in both directions, just because I still think Michigan's defense is going to be top 5 or 10 level. Really, still a ton of talent on the defensive line. We don't know that OU's offensive line has improved yet. It was horrific last year, and so maybe that turns the tables right back, and they get Mateer on the run and hit him a bunch, and he starts making mistakes. So, yeah, I lean OU just for the freshman QB on the road factor, but nothing's really going to support. We don't know enough about either one of these teams yet. Nothing's going to surprise me a ton.
All right, we got just a few seconds left. I want to squeeze this in really quickly. How is it just to write a book? Like, is it a gratifying experience? You're looking forward to the next one. What is the process like for you?
I enjoy, you know, because of so much what I write is rapid fire. You know, just finished a giant preview. It'll go up tomorrow, and then Saturday night it'll be completely outdated and of no use to anybody anymore. And then I'll write a giant recap that'll live for a week. And so the process of writing a book and stepping back and asking me, what do I think about this, and having that shift over time is really fun. Everything that happens after you're done, like, you know, the you know, trying to figure out if you're marketing things right or whatever, that's out of my special, like, my specialty. So that becomes a lot less fun, I think. But as far as, you know, writing, it's a lot of fun. And honestly, going on and talking about this stuff, these are big picture things that I enjoy talking about. So that's been good, too.
Fantastic. I can confirm you've sold at least one copy. Looking forward to mine. Bill, thanks so much. I appreciate it. The book, Forward Progress, The Definitive Guide to the Future of College Football. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate your time and your insight and the work that you do for college football. Best of luck with the book, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this week.
Much appreciated. Take care.
All right, you too. That's Bill Connelly from ESPN. That was awesome. Stay with us. We're live at Moretti's in Malden. Come by and see us. The samples are hot. The pizza is good. The salad is good, apparently. Hour 2 of the program is next.